In the book of Romans, I'm going to look at chapter 5 and look at the first just three verses, maybe four verses, in Romans chapter 5. I'm going to read them to you, first of all, from the New King James Bible. It says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that the tribulation produces perseverance, perseverance character, character hope." And it goes on to talk about hope not disappointing, and we can get into those verses later. But I really wanted to focus on those first three verses, and even a little bit into that fourth verse today. Because what Paul is telling us as he writes this letter to the book of Romans, that he starts off saying, "Therefore, we've been justified by faith." We've been justified. What is it that has brought you to that place? And here's what I want to focus on. Let this be the center of our thoughts today. When you look at verse number 2 in Romans chapter 5, it says, through whom, because it's talking about Jesus Christ, so we've been justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ. That means we're no longer at odds with God. God is not angry at you. God loves you. This is why he sent his son Jesus. And now there's no enmity, there's no division, there's no separation between God and you because of sin that has been taken care of through Jesus Christ. So we are no longer at odds. We have peace with God through Jesus Christ. And then verse 2 says, through whom also, talking about Jesus Christ, we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory. Here's the thing I want you to see. I want to focus on that word grace. Let me read that to you again. So we know that we now have peace with God through Jesus Christ. And also through Jesus Christ, we have access. Think about that. What is access? Access is your ability to enter into places. It's your ability to go to places. Usually if it's access to something, it means it's a place that you want to go. It's a place that you want to go. People don't worry about having access to get into a prison cell. Okay, that's not something that they worry about having access to. If you're denied access to something, usually it's access to something that you want, that you desire. So this is saying that you have access to, you have now the ability, you have been given the invitation, you are allowed to enter into something that's desirable. What is the desirable thing that we're allowed to enter in? What is that desirable thing that we now have access to through Jesus Christ? Through him, we also have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice and hope in the glory of Jesus Christ. So what is it we have access to? We have access to the grace of God. Now, when you look at the word grace, grace means a lot of different things. And we could spend a whole lot of time, we could spend an entire week just talking every morning about grace and all of that. But I just want to give you an oversimplified version of what grace means. Two things. First of all, grace is God giving us those things that we do not deserve. So in other words, Jesus Christ in heaven, in the spiritual realm, what God has for you is every good thing. What has Jesus won by his victory at the cross? What has he won? Quite simply, he has won everything. He has victory over everything. He has conquered and defeated this world and the hold of this world. He has victory over sickness. He has victory over finances. He has victory over emotions. He's got victory over whatever would be a problem in your life. He has the victory for you. This is what's already established. This is what is yours. God has this for you. Grace is God giving us those things that we do not deserve. Every good thing that you could possibly need, imagine, or want. And here's the real beauty. Even the things that you can't even imagine, even beyond your imagination. Most of us can think about the things that we want. We can be very specific. We can be very detailed. But if you go to the extent and you said, make a list of everything you want in life, and you wrote out that list. I want a spouse. I want to get married and have a spouse like this. I want children like this. I want to be healthy. I want a good job. You go through. We can be very detailed in the things that we want. The reality is, once you have gotten to the end of that list, and maybe it took you an entire notepad to go through your entire list of things that you said you wanted, here's the truth of the matter. You still would not have thought of all the things that God has planned for you. Because God has every good thing planned for you. This is grace. Grace is God giving us those things that we do not deserve. I don't deserve it. Look, if I wrote out the list of all the things that I want, and it's 5 pages long, I don't deserve the first 2 things on that list. I don't deserve any of it at all. But this is the abundant love of God for you as demonstrated through Jesus Christ. This is His love for you. He has provided everything that you need. He has provided everything that you need in this life. You know, Paul tells us in one of his other epistles, he tells us that he has provided everything that we need for this life. Everything that you could think of that you need, he's provided it for us. Grace is God giving us. He gives us. You don't earn it. You can't work hard for it. You can't pay for it. Nothing you can do will ever allow you to possess it on your own. God gives us. Grace is God giving us those things we do not deserve. And because of His love, He's provided those things for us, and He's given. So that's an oversimplification of grace. But I love that here in verse number 2 of Romans chapter 5, when it's talking about, and when it says that through Jesus Christ, we also have. Now, it's key to understand that we were, because of sin, and because of the sin of the fallen world, and because of our own sins, because of sin itself, you were at enmity with God. There was a separation between you and God. So that first verse in Romans chapter 5 is very important. Therefore, having been justified, you have been justified. Not by anything you did, but you've been justified by faith. In other words, believing what Jesus did for you. Your faith in Jesus Christ being the Son of God. Your faith in Jesus Christ being the one who is God, born here in this world, as becoming a man, as flesh, dying and paying the price for your sins, rising again from death to life in victory to defeat the hold of sin and death, to pay the price for your sins, and then ascending to heaven to be seated at the right hand of the Father, having won all the victories. You've been justified. If you have faith in that, then you've been justified. If you believe that Jesus did that for you, you've been justified before God through Jesus Christ. And you now have peace with God. God is at peace with you. God is not angry. He's not disappointed. You might have failed Him today. You might have failed Him minutes before this broadcast. You might have failed in some monumental way. Guess what? God's not mad at you. God loves you. Now, God doesn't like sin. God hates sin. And God wants you and I to be free of sin because He knows that sin puts us in bondage. And He has given us freedom and liberty in Jesus Christ. He loves you. God loves you. God the Father loves you. And you see it through Jesus Christ. Jesus loves you as well. So we've been justified by faith in Jesus Christ. Now we have peace with God. And then in verse 2, it says, through whom, so we're talking about Jesus still, we also have access by faith to grace. So because of what Jesus has done for you, because of what He's done for you, by faith, you have access to grace. Grace is God giving us those things that we do not deserve. But now, let's add a little bit of amplification to that understanding of what grace is. Grace is God freely giving you what you do not deserve. It's giving you the gifts. It's giving you the best. It's giving you the victories that you do not deserve and you cannot earn yourself. But grace is also the state of God's favor. It is the state of being in the favor of God. It's the state of being in that place of where His favors are, where His victories are. It is the state of being in that presence of God with all the good things, all the victories that He has for you. That's awesome. Through Jesus Christ, you have access to that grace, to God giving you that which you do not deserve. You have access to that place of grace. Being in that state of God's favor. When you're in God's favor, you are walking in the abundance of every good thing that He has for you. Where do you want to be? I want to have access to be in that state of God's favor. In other words, I'm in that place where all of God's favor is. His deliverances, His victories, His blessings, the outpouring of His, our ability to receive the outpouring of His love. All of this is that place of grace. It's the state of God's favor. So here again, through Jesus Christ, because of the work He did, through Jesus Christ, we have access. Access is being granted the ability to enter into something that otherwise you would not be allowed to. It's being, access means being allowed entrance into a place that you want to be, that you were previously not allowed to. So you've been given access through Jesus Christ into this state of grace, this place, this position, this literal place where you are in the state of God's favor. You are in the place, you are in the state, you are actually in the place where you are receiving all of God's favor. The abundance of His favor, the abundance of the things that He has for you, the good things set aside and established for you. That's pretty good. That's where you want to be. I want my state to not be in the state of depression, right? I want my state to not be in the state of discouragement. I want my state to not be, I don't want to be in the state of defeat. I don't want to be in the state or the position or the situation or the place of failure. That's not the place I want to be. I want to be in the place of God's favor. I want to be in the place where I see His deliverances, His victories, the healings that He's already established for me, where there's joy, there's peace, all of those things. I want to be in the state. I want to be in the place of God's favor and the abundance that comes with that favor. That's where I want to be. Well, this verse is saying that you have access, you personally, through Jesus Christ, have access to that state of grace, that state of favor, that state of God's blessing, that place where He has already given you all the things that you do not deserve. You have access to it. You might say to yourself, you know, I haven't recognized being there. I haven't seen that. I haven't experienced that. Expect it today. But then there's one final key word that we have to understand to make sure that we take advantage of our access into that state of God's favor and all the favor that He has for us. So let's read verse 2 again. Through whom, talking about Jesus, also we have access into the grace. How? We have access by faith into this grace, this state of God's favor, in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. It is by faith. It is through Jesus Christ that you have access by faith. You got to believe it. You've got to believe everything I just said is true. Because if what you believe is, well, conceptually I understand that there is a state of grace. There's a state of God's favor. Conceptually, I understand that there is that place. Conceptually, I understand that God has made these promises. But I haven't seen that and experienced it, and so it's really hard for me to believe that. And guess what? You're not going to enjoy the state of God's favor. Because it is faith. It is Jesus Christ who has given you access, right? So Jesus has given you access. He has opened up the door. He has said, look, here's the warehouse of blessing. Come on in. Come on in. This is the state of God's favor. Come on in. I've granted you access to come in to this place of God's favor in your life. Come on in. Jesus has given you access. But He's not going to drag you in. He's not going to grab you by the ear and force you to come on inside. He's given you access, but it is up to us. It is faith. We have access, but it is access by faith into that grace, into that state of God's favor. He's given you the access. Now it's up to you and I to operate in faith. So if you would say to yourself, conceptually, I do believe that there is that state of God's favor. However, I haven't experienced that. I haven't seen that. Make the choice. Make the choice. Make the decision today to believe that that is exactly what you do have. Believe that he's given you access. Believe that he's opened up the door for you. And he's standing, inviting you in. But you've got to take the step of faith that says, I can enter in. And I will enter in. That I do believe that Jesus has given me that. Through Jesus Christ also, we have access by faith into this grace, the state of God's favor in which we stand. Let me read that whole verse to you in the Amplified Bible. Again, this is talking about Jesus Christ. Through him also, we have our access. Make this personal. Through Jesus Christ, you have your access, you personally. Through him also, we have our access, entrance, introduction, by faith, into this grace, state of God's favor, in which we firmly and safely stand. So picture the state of God's favor. Picture it as like a, just picture it like a big warehouse, a big building, or a big beautiful building, you know, whatever, however you want to picture it. There's Jesus. He's at the entrance. You didn't have access before Jesus Christ because you were not allowed in. There was a separation. But now you have access through Jesus, and Jesus has the door wide open, and he's standing there. He's giving you access. He is waving you in. He is loving you, and he wants you to come in into that state of God's favor where you can stand firmly and safely. You can stand. But you've got to decide to go in. You've got to decide to believe that what Jesus did grants you that access, and that that invitation is for you, and that you can walk into it. And then when you do walk into it, you can firmly and safely stand. If you feel like it's hard to stand up under the weight and the pressures of life today, this gives you a place where you can stand. You can safely and firmly stand against all of the pressures of life. You can stand safely and firmly when you're in that state of God's favor, when you've accepted that access, when you've entered in to that state of grace, that state of God's favor, when you've entered into that building, that, if you want to picture it that way, where Jesus has given you access and said, come on in. And then that verse goes on in the Amplified to say, and let us rejoice and even exult in our hope of experiencing and enjoying the glory of God. This verse alone should stir such joy inside of us, an excitement and a joy, a rejoicing in the hope of what we're going to see. What's the hope? What are you hoping for? Are you hoping for deliverance from a situation? Are you hoping for your marriage to be healed? Are you hoping for deliverance from a health issue, from depression? Do you have financial needs? What is it? What are you hoping for? You can firmly and safely stand in this place of God's grace, and you should be rejoicing and exulting in the hope of experiencing and enjoying the glory of God through your life. Our access to God's favor, our access to all of God's grace, comes through our faith. You've got to believe it. So what do you believe today? Do you believe that's true? Do you believe that's for you? Do you believe Jesus has done that for you? Do you believe you have that he has for you, that warehouse of blessings, of everything that you need in this life? He has that. It's in the state of his grace. And he's opened the door wide to that warehouse. He's given you personally access to come in and receive and enjoy and exalt in every good thing he's established for you. He's given you access. He's given you access to it. But it's through faith. You've got to believe, and you've got to believe it's for you.